What does it mean to go hungry in America? The White House hosted a conference this week to answer that question and focus attention on hunger, nutrition, and health. These are the issues at the center of Radha Mathia's work. She's the CEO of Washington's Capital Area Food Bank, which distributed more than 64 million meals last year.
Coming out of the height of the pandemic, with inflation being as sustained and high as it is, it's a hard time for many families. And as we are thinking about how our nation rebuilds in a more equitable and inclusive manner, food and food programs have a really critical role to play.
Heather Thomas is one of more than a million people who went hungry at some point last year in the D.C. area.
So I'm picking out yogurt and some eggs and milk and cheese. See what they have over here on the pantry side.
Our colleague Olivia Hampton met up with Heather while she was shopping at a food bank.
Heather Thomas has been coming to the food pantry run by Western Fairfax Christian Ministries in Chantilly, Virginia, for the past 4 years.
It was before I had been awarded the disability. Things were like much more severe for our family. And I happened upon them. We were able to get meat for the first time in a while. At the time, our daughters were still in diapers, so we were able to get some diapers and things, which really helped.
A social worker by training, she used to pack bags of donations for children in need. Now, this mother of six finds herself on the other side of the poverty line.
The need for food came into effect even before we ever qualified for any benefits. We had a small business, and we were getting hit left and right, and it was like that slow drip of things just happening. Food was really, really, really tight. My husband's health, we just couldn't eat right. One of his health conditions ended up getting a lot worse. We were rationing diapers. It was really bad. It was really bad.
At the outset of its conference, the White House unveiled a national strategy that included decreasing obesity and diet-related disease, such as diabetes, through healthier eating, good nutrition, and physical activity. The private sector and charities have committed $8 billion. But a divided Congress could set back some of the Biden administration's broader proposals that could help lift people like Heather out of poverty.
There's a lot of misunderstanding about people who end up needing food or who are struggling with homelessness. There seems to be a mentality out there that people are like, oh, well, that won't happen to us. Or, well, what did they do to deserve that?
How she got here is a tale of one tragedy leading to another and then more. Lost jobs and lost housing, deaths in the family, but especially medical debt. Heather had to stop working due to pregnancy complications with her twin girls, her youngest children who are now 6 years old. She says the stress of poverty and homelessness brought her lupus and rheumatoid arthritis out of remission.
Both my husband and I are college educated. My husband is an honorably discharged combat vet. We've always worked since we were teenagers. I've worked in social service and human service field for over 30 years.
Radha Mathia, the head of the regional food bank, says households of color with children struggle the most to put food on the table, with two-thirds of those families impacted.
While the numbers across the board are unacceptably high, they are ridiculously high for those who are of minority population.
Hi. Hi. How are you?
Good.
Carla Clore has also struggled to put fresh food on the table. She's from Bolivia. Her husband is from Mexico. They live in a trailer community that's nearly entirely Hispanic. When I visited, she prepared tostadas with fresh tomatoes, lettuce, and cream, plus homemade French fries and fried chicken.
Right now I fry tortilla because I made one tostada. My first job is cleaning house. And COVID, all my house is like stopped. My husband too, he's working construction and he lose the job too. I'm start to going to food pantries.
Despite her own hardship, she distributes food donations from her home for the community. She is both a recipient and a facilitator of food aid.
Normally, I have food distribution here on Wednesday, fresh fruit. I have some there for a couple days, and the rest I buy in Aldi. It's not expensive, or sometimes it's in the Latino supermarket. It's good price too. I receive food stamps.
With rent costing nearly $1,000 a month, the food budget gets stretched thin. In good times and bad, Carla peels, cuts, and slices the freshest produce and meat she can find for her husband and her teenage daughters, Alejandra and Daniela.
It's beans, tortilla, lettuce, tomatoes, some cheese. It's good food, healthy food. It's good for the families too.
It's really good. It's better than the one at school because the food is dry and it's always burnt. Mm.
It's not better.
Mucho mejor.
Mm-hmm. Back at the food pantry, Heather says that when you're poor, you make sacrifices for your family.
You get very protective of the food because you can't just go out there and get exactly what you want. And sometimes parents don't eat, or they eat very little so that their kids can eat. Junk food and the processed food is so much cheaper than the healthy food. What's wrong with that picture?
That makes for some tough choices.
I would challenge anybody who does have what's considered a living wage to live on a sub-living wage. They wouldn't get very far. You become creative, and then you learn to go without things. Like Q-tips and other things that we take for granted become like prizes, right? Oh, cool, we got Q-tip money this month.
For a family with three children with two working parents in Fairfax County, the living wage is $36.88 per hour per adult, nearly five times the poverty wage and more than three times the minimum wage. Heather says the trauma of falling into poverty has trickled down to her children, who can remember living without need in a three-story townhouse they shared with Heather's grandmother.
You feel a lot of shame in people judging you when you go to the store. I mean, it becomes like this secret.
Heather avoids telling people she relies on aid for food and housing. She describes a full-time search that lasted years to find the right programs and fill out extensive paperwork before she finally received these benefits.
The criminal justice system is set up on the premise that you are innocent till proven guilty. Social service and human service field is set up on the premise, what did you do to get here? So you're guilty until proven innocent.
Heather says true change will come when more people like her, with lived experience, can be in the room when policies are made. For now, she packs her bags in her friend's car, meeting the immediate needs of her family.
And that's it.
Olivia Hampton, NPR News, Washington.